time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, wind short sleeves.
Yeah. Nice weather.
Kind of nice this time of the year. 60 degrees out already this morning. Looking for a high of, I don't know, 123 or something. It's going to be warm.
76.
Oh, okay. I was a little off.
Pretty much 123 for this time of year.
It kind of is, isn't it? It's funny how your perspective all changes. Just yesterday was one of those days you kind of started the day with the heat on and turned everything off, and we ended up with the air conditioning on by the end of the day. Bouncing all over the map these days. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning. He'd like to get us started today by telling us about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got two used Maytag washers, both in top load, both in very good condition. One used front load washer. Got two front load duet sets with pedestals, one set like new. Several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Still have a 25 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator. Got a used 40-gallon propane water heater that works great. Used two-door refrigerator, 21 cubic foot, in very good condition. Got a couple of older refrigerators, $125, $100. Pick them up and they're guaranteed. Got several used countertop under-counter dishwashers, all fully guaranteed. Used microwave hood combinations. Two smooth-top electric ranges in very good condition. Got a 50,000 BTU gas space heater. Got used washers and dryers, have two sets to choose from. And a 40-gallon natural gas direct vent water heater. Got the Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and LG refrigerators. These are new, of course. Got over 75 units in stock, so very good selections of models, colors, and prices. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Gas and electric water heaters. We deliver, installed, hold the old heater away. Yes, we service it after the sale. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Usually we'd have done this yesterday, but we kind of got off on a different topic yesterday in our program, dealing with something else important. But last Friday, if you were around at either one of the two grocery stores here in Atlantic, you may have noticed this wagon, trailer, whatever you want to call it, out there. And inside we had a lot of straw, and then we also had a hog in there. We had Herman the Hog out for our October Pork Month promotion. We've done this for a very long time, a couple of decades now we've been doing this promotion, where we ask folks to stop on out and visit Herman the Hog and just take a good hard look at him and just guess how much he weighs. We've had a lot of fun with that at different times over the years for different reasons. Some of the guesses are... well, sometimes a little humorous to us. It's amazing. Sometimes we'll get folks who'll come in and say, you know, I'm retired now, but I've raised hogs all my life, so I should be pretty good at this. And they'll put a guess that's just completely out of the ballpark. It happens sometimes. But we always enjoy seeing some of the things that folks will jot down and hearing some of the things they have to say. And we typically will get, it's kind of interesting this year, usually it seems like we get a couple, two, three, four people who will guess the correct weight. And, of course, according to our contest rules, then we end up having to draw of those folks to select one winner. Didn't have to do that this year. In fact, nobody guessed the correct weight this year. Probably because the hog was so doggone big. That was easily the largest hog that we've had for our contest over the years. And he weighed in at a robust 352 pounds. That was a lot of Herman.
It was a big pig.
It was a lot of Herman. I can understand why he was so hesitant to get up. Those little legs were having a hard time holding up the girth. But, yeah, he weighed in at 352 pounds, and we did have a winner. Nobody guessed it correctly, but the closest guess is the winner. We had one person who was 1 pound off, and that was Mike Ruddy of Atlantic. And Mike was the winner. He guessed 351 pounds. And apparently was a little shocked when we called him. He said, how much did that thing weigh? I'm not sure he thought he was in the ballpark either. But, yeah, usually those hogs are a little bit shy of 300 pounds. But, yeah, not this year. Boy, Herman was a big one this year. So 352 pounds worth of Herman, and that goes to Mike Ruddy. We took that to the locker. He was going to go ahead and contact those folks and let them know how he wanted it processed. So he can take that home and put it in his freezer. So congratulations to Mike. He's our Pork Month winner, our Herman the 22nd winner this year. You know, there are a lot of things about pork that you should be aware of, and you maybe are with some of these things, because you do live here in Iowa, and we are one of the top places around for pork production. But there were about 8,300 hog operations in Iowa at the end of 2008, the last year that those statistics were available. Also, at any one time, there are about 19 million pigs being raised in the state of Iowa. Approximately 30 million hogs are raised in Iowa each and every year. That's about 10 times the population of the people at the state of Iowa. Iowa producers marketed more than 37 million hogs during the 2008 year, and the U.S. pork industry itself marketed more than 121 million hogs in 2008. So you see what kind of chunk of that population we produce here. Also, Iowa is the number one pork-producing state in the United States. It's also the top state for pork exports, bringing back lots of money here to our area. When you talk about money, pork production has a lot of economic contribution to the state of Iowa as well. Pork industry generating nearly $950 million in household income for pork producers each and every year. More than 39,000 jobs are directly related to raising and caring for hogs here in Iowa. Iowa pork production alone helps to contribute nearly $5 billion to the Iowa economy, and several billion dollars are generated in the state each year from pork processing activities. And the total value that's added by pork producers to the state is usually more than about $2.5 billion, according to the U.S. Census of Agriculture here in the state of Iowa. So a lot goes on. And if you didn't catch it this year, you know, each year during Pork Month, the Iowa Pork Producers Association always has a contest, and they announce the winner in the month of October. They have their annual breaded pork tenderloin contest, the best breaded pork tenderloin contest from around the state. And we've had some winners around these parts, Larson's up in Elkhorn and Darrell's Place up in Hamlin, among the winners over the years. Usually they kind of bounce around, it seems like, and come up with some different nominations from some different places around the state. Well, this year's winner was Bright Box Country Dining in Balltown. And they were the winner this year. They get $500 and a plaque for having the best breaded pork tenderloin. They've had a tough time up at Bright Box, too. I think the place has burned down a couple. It's been there for a very, very, very long time. I know the family there that owns it and has owned it for a long time. But they've had a couple of different fires that have burned the place down over the last several years. And they keep bouncing back, and they got the best breaded pork tenderloin in this year's contest as well. That restaurant, by the way, has been in business since 1852, is Iowa's oldest bar and restaurant. And Mike Breitbach is the fourth generation of Breitbach to own and run that establishment. They say in an average week, Breitbach says they'll serve about as many as 200 pork tenderloin sandwiches each time, so they work hard at that. Vinny's Barbecue in Dakota City was the second place award winner this year. The Doghouse in Pella, Kelly's Country Oven in Monticello, and Antler's Pub and Grill in Clare each received honorable mention, and they all get plaques to display in their establishment as well. And Dwayne Cook of Holy Cross was the one who nominated Bright Box Country Dining, so he gets a little prize from the Iowa Pork Producers Association as well. They average about 300 nominations each year in that breaded pork tenderloin contest. This year they had 993 nominations, with 65 different restaurants getting the required number of three or more nominations to be considered. And then they go out and they do some initial judging by producer members of the IPPA, and they have five finalists that are then selected. And the final judging of those restaurants is completed earlier in the month by members of the IPPA Restaurant and Food Service Committee. And they actually go to each of those restaurants unannounced and enjoy them, the tenderloins. They're judged on taste, appearance, and their physical characteristics. It's a contest that they started a few years back to recognize Iowa dining establishments that help support the swine industry by putting pork on their menu. All restaurants, cafes, and taverns that serve breaded pork tenderloin sandwiches can be nominated for the award each year. And there are an awful lot of places around Iowa that do serve breaded pork tenderloins. It's one of the favorite foods here in the state of Iowa. I'm shocked, absolutely shocked, that no one has put it on a stick yet. What are they thinking at the Iowa State Fair? Or maybe they do, and I just haven't come across it yet. Certainly, if it's an Iowa food, they'll put it on a stick. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren here this morning. He'd like to tell us more about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. We've got freezers chest and upright, got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Got luxury water softeners, it's an Iowa company. Free with tester water for hardness. Electric and gas ranges by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG. In stock, which are freestanding models, full line of built-in cooking appliances, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, sliding ranges, drop-in ranges, and range hoods available on special order. Washers and dryers, top load and front load in small, large, and super capacity models. If space is a problem, we offer several stack type units, and we got top load washers, got Speed Queen washers that carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, and they are made in the U.S. of A. Stop and see us at W&S. The pot's on. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. And thanks again and to everybody who stopped by. We had a lot of entries this year in our Herman contest. And congratulations again to Mike Ruddy, who was the one who was closest. 351 pounds, his guess. The hog weighed in at 352. He was the closest we could come this time around. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.